So, Stephen, tell us about the winners that have come forward with the winning ticket.
We had three winners come forward yesterday to claim the Mega Millions jackpot ticket, all three of whom work in the public schools in Maryland. They were delightful, modest, humble, and at times I think a bit overwhelmed by their good fortune. But if you can't win the lottery, I think these are the people you would like to see win the lottery.
And what type of teachers are they?
One of them is an elementary school teacher. Another is a special education teacher. And the third works in an administrative support capacity in the school.
And how have they decided to take the money?
In a lump sum payout. So after taxes, they will each get $34.997 million.
And how did they get to the point from buying the ticket to bringing it into you folks?
They knew Friday night, just after the drawing, one of the participants in the group had purchased all the tickets. She had the tickets laying out either on a table or on her floor at home. Quickly had seen that they had one of the winning tickets. She contacted, either called or texted one of the members of the group. They got together, then reached out to the third member who they had to wake up that night to let her know that they had won. Initially, I thought maybe it was an early April Fool's joke or that they were playing a gag on her. And then from that time, they contacted a financial advisor. They've had time to meet with attorneys, get accounts established. And then on Friday, their financial advisor contacted the lottery and indicated that they were ready to come in and make the claim.
And how did they bring the ticket in? What was it in? How were they holding it? How did they present it?
It was in kind of tattered, small, white envelope in the purse of one of the members. So without any drama at all, it wasn't, hermetically sealed or, under any glass. It was just a piece of paper in the envelope in her purse that happened to be worth, after taxes, about $105 million.
And what happens now? How do they get their money now, and where does it go from here?
We're just waiting to get the final financial information from them. They've all asked that the money be wired to accounts that they've established, and as soon as their financial advisor gets us instructions, we'll forward those to the comptroller's office, and I think within about the next 7 to 10 business days, the money will be wired to their accounts.
And it was real interesting what they said to you about their future plans, about what they want to continue doing.
Yeah, I think both of the teachers indicated no interest or desire in retiring or to quit teaching. They all had a very strong commitment to their students, and they all work multiple jobs, so I'm not sure they're going to continue to be multiple job holders going into the future, but they do want to continue to work, and I think they've got some modest plans for some of the money, what they want to spend it on, a little bit of travel. I think all of them want to buy a new house, but other than that, I think they're just still trying to get themselves accustomed to the fact that they're multimillionaires now.
What a story that's been written here in Maryland and Baltimore County.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been definitely interesting times.
Thank you, Stephen Martino.
Thank you.